B-Pod Studios.
Football Friday, playoff edition. We got to kick it off.
Wow.
Bring it live. 610-771-9751. Everybody's juiced up for playoff football. The regular season went by like a blink of an eye, right? But it's the playoffs now.
It's back.
Yeah. And it's brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. And let's get right to the business, Andrew. Let's see what we got today. That's what you've been looking for on the phone line.
Yeah, baby. That's exactly what I want. That's exactly what I want. Do you hear that, brother? As we are here at Parks Casino, which is awesome, and the sports book's outrageous, opens live next Thursday at 1.
1 p.m.
I got a friend of mine who's from Chicago, and my friend who's from Chicago is listening to that. He actually might be going to the game Sunday, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my buddy.
So you want to send, like, audio capsule out to Chicago to scare their fans?
Yes.
That's what you send, right?
Yeah.
What's next?
Finally, the Eagles are back in the playoffs, and we have everybody running scared. First, we're going to take down the Bears, just like in 2001. Then we're going to make Kamara eat his words. And in the NFC Championship, who are we going to play? It doesn't matter who we're going to play, because the Eagles are going to be Super Bowl champions again. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Ooh, that's the library edition of the Eagle Chant.
So it's good, though, because it's at work. I mean, you got it done. Yeah. I don't mind the library edition.
And he had a nice, I liked his, like, storyline of these playoffs. You know, you're going to take care of the Bears, like that 0-1 season when Hugh Douglas separated the shoulder of Jim Miller. And then you're going to shut up that big mouth Kamara. And then it doesn't matter who you play in the championship game, whether it's the Rams or Seattle, maybe.
Yeah, baby.
How about that if it was Seattle? That's a long shot, but you'll take it.
Sure.
Maybe the Cowboys.
Sure.
I'd take it anything. What's next?
Over the horizon stands a man. He's known as the fastest gunslinger in the East. He stands next to his Clydesdale because they haven't quite built a saddle that'll suit this man. Are you ready to get in a gun stand with this man? He fears no man. He's Big Bulge Folds. Well, that's what they call him around these parts. You know he's got a built-in kickstand.
What up?
Big Bulge Folds. I like
that
better.
In the battle of the bulge, you know who's going to win.
The man's got a kickstand. Let's take a live call. Let's go to Jim on the live.
That's hysterical.
Jim in Washington Township on the live line. What's up, Jimmy?
What's up, guys? We got playoff football. I am riled up about all this. What are we going to do with Foles and Wentz? None of that matters. We got Foles. We got the Bears. We are going to rip them up. I'm tired of hearing about you got moron callers talking about the draft and can they trade Foles. People have been really idiotic this week. We are in the playoffs. We got the magic man. We are going to New Orleans. So if the Bears are an afterthought, let's bring on Drew Brees because we would have beat him last year too. Let's go, Birds. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
I love it.
He got the overmodulation on the chant. He went so hard.
I love it.
You blow out when you blow out an O-ring on the chant, that's great.
I'm proud of calling today, though. Because we didn't have any of the Wentz falls.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have none of that stuff.
That's the stuff that doesn't matter right now.
That's right.
Like that caller said, we got a playoff game. Everybody's staying focused today. Keeping their eye on the prize, the weekly prize, and that's the Bears this week. What's next?
Anthony. It's Nick. Nick Ball.
What's up, Nick?
I'm going to go into Soldier Field, and I'm going to do a whole lot of how y'all doing.
How's everyone doing?
Making some noise, man.
Let's make some noise, come on.
You know what I'm saying? Let's make some noise. You know why, because I can.
Because I can.
I love it.
The Revenant music for Foles.
Thanks, Nick.
Doesn't exactly match.
It doesn't, but guess what?
The message does.
You said earlier, would you compare him to?
Who, Nick Foles?
Yeah, who'd you say? Because I agreed with it. It's one of the great westerns.
I can't remember.
Doc Halliday.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was the other day.
Not Halliday, Halliday.
Yeah. I'm your Huckleberry.
Right.
I'm your Huckleberry. Come on. Yeah, you know, that kind of thing. Like, I could see him saying that.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
Yeah. I'm your Huckleberry. Let's take a live call. Let's go to Bob and Conchi on the live line. What's up, Bob?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So usually I don't care about this kind of stuff, but the fact that Zach Ertz isn't an all-pro is an absolute violation.
Yeah, man. I don't know how that... How do you break the record for receptions for a tight end and not be an all-pro?
Well, who was the all-pro tight end?
Yeah, like, I mean, I guess maybe they're factoring in the blocking thing. Like, maybe he's not a blocking tight end and a receiving tight end, but it doesn't make sense to me at all.
It's outrageous. It's completely outrageous.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. When you have a record-setting year,
yeah,
you got to get the all-pro tag.
For the position, right.
Yeah.
For the position. No, I agree with you, Bob.
Well, not only that, but he not only broke the record by Whitney, he also broke or tied Tony Gonzalez's record of games over 100 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. Bob's right. I mean, that's crazy.
That's weak. That's weak of whoever didn't allow him to get the designated tag for that, to be the all-pro. So who got it? Did Travis Kelce get it?
I just saw he didn't get it. I didn't see who got it.
Oh, okay. What's next?
Watching the replay of the Eagles-Cowboys game, and that call on offensive pass interference on Dallas Goedert is still poor shit. It's crap to this day. I don't know if I'm going to get over that if the Eagles don't win this game.
Now you got to let it go. You got to move on. You're letting the past bog you down, friend. Can't do that, right, Ant?
Yeah, man.
I mean, that's Dallas. They had the refs in their pocket in Jarrah's world.
I'm worried about this guy.
Are you? You worried
Corrente.
About it? Tony Corrente?
Well, we went over at thezebras.com.
Yeah. 2-8 when he refs.
And he's a home cooker.
Yeah. I think in the last 10, it was 7-3 for the home team.
He's a home cooker.
For Tony Corrente.
Kelce got the first team, but it was Greg Kittle from San Francisco who got the second team.
Ah, that's ridiculous.
Hey, Anthony, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
When you were in Chicago, are they good trash talkers?
Is Chicago sports fans?
Yeah.
Nah, the Midwest.
Yeah, because I just got a phone call. Some guy just called in and goes, "My name's Mike. I'm a Bears fan. Go Bears!" And he hung up, and that was all he brought to the table.
That's weak.
It's making me feel better about the Eagles' chances this weekend.
But that's just the Midwest. They're nice people.
Yeah.
They're nice people. They don't have the acerbic wit that we have here.
Yeah, we're sharp too, right? We'll get nasty. We talk about your sister. Everybody. Nobody's off limits with our fan base. Nick's going to be like, "Is that all you got, man? Come on. I'm your Huckleberry." That's all you're going to say? What's next?
Because having one hell of a morning. I'm in Wawa. A guy's pulling off the boulevard. I'm like 50 yards away. I see him pulling into the parking lot. I'm backing out. He comes flying by me, beeping. So I followed him, went around, gave him a piece of my mind, and that's the kind of day I'm having. I will try to call you later, buddy. How you doing, Jason?
What?
My man. Eric from Trenton, baby. It's a big Eagle man.
I just pulled out of Wawa. What's the world? What Trenton makes the world takes? I had sugar packets in my coffee, and I really chased him down. That was a really interesting call. Said no one ever. What's next?
Oh, the Flyers. They will find new ways to kick you in the balls. All I gotta say is this Flyers team is doing that. Loose for Hughes, baby. Loose for Hughes.
Yes, loose for Hughes. I'm on board
with
that.
Bring out the tanks.
Bring out the tanks. I'm in. Bring out the tanks.
You don't need to, try and lose. You're just losing organically.
They were down 4-0 last night.
Yeah. Hard.
And then they came back. They scored three goals in the third period to make a 4-3.
Yeah, 3.5 minutes. And then gave up another one. By the way, Neuber wasn't on the ice today for practice. And they claimed a goalie off waivers. A sixth one, Anthony. They've claimed another goaltender. Can you believe it? At this point, I may get the call. His name is Mike McKenna. They claimed him off waivers from the Canucks, who got him via the Ottawa Senators the other day. So now there's another goalie in the mix. At this point, I might get a game in this year. It could happen.
Yes.
What's next?
I'm sick of all this bear down crap. Bear down this, bear down that. How about some eagle up?
Turns up, baby. Eagles.
That was a good Eagle chant.
That's a great chant.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, that's good stuff.
That's a great chant.
Great stuff. Absolutely. Yeah. All right, hit the Brant line over the weekend, and we want to hear this thing humming. 610-771-9751. That is the number to leave your messages. Andrew will go through them Monday morning, and he will find the best of the best. And hopefully the calls come Monday, Ant, are all in celebration.
Yeah, I need you guys, man. I need you guys to come up big. Look, we get a win, this whole thing starts, right? Like, we're going to go back to what we did last year. Everything has to be the same as last year.
Yep. Pull the suitcases out of the crawl space.
And here's the deal. Like, you got ties with management because you were management.
Yeah, they don't like me anymore.
All right, but...
Never did. Why do you think I'm not management anymore?
Use your ties to management. Listen, they don't like me, so that's for sure. All right, so...
Yeah, they stuck you with me.
So here's the deal. Whatever it is, use your powers... Because I want to go to New Orleans.
You want to go down there? I've never been to
to
Bourbon Street. I need you to take me around like you're Anthony Bourdain showing me the streets.
It's one of my favorite cities of all time.
I'll even try a crawfish. How about that?
Good. But let me tell you something. You will love it. Because it can be a grimy city too. So
fit right in.
Yeah, it's a great city. You'll love. All kidding aside, it's an amazing, amazing city. And Eagle fans down there for a playoff game will be epic. The story will be down there of the Eagle fans invading Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
Like, we just got to walk around with a permanent, like, just recording everything.
Yeah, with a recorder on it.
You need a camera down there recording everything of the Eagle. We should caravan down there. That's what you want to do.
All right.
That's the ticket.
I'll get my daughter's GoPro. I'll strap it to my head.
Yeah.
360 views.
No, it's awesome.
Whole thing.
No, it'll be Eagle fans down there, because we'll go, and it'll be crazy.
Yeah.
And they're great Saints fans. It'll be an awesome, like, and it's a Superdome, so, you know, holds a million people.
Yep. Absolutely. I love it. All right. So hit the line, 610-771-9751. Hit it during this game, after the game, before the game in anticipation. We want to hear your calls. And it's all brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. And we got a guest now joining us here, right?
That's right. Because we are live, and we're real excited to be at Parks right here on Street Road in Bensalem by Matthew Cullen. And Matthew is the Senior Vice President of Interacting Gaming and Sports right here at the, the fabulous Parks. But we're in the sports book, and it's going to open Thursday at 1 o'clock. Matthew, how are you, buddy?
Doing well.
This is awesome.
Thank you.
Like, I love these TVs, the setup, the bar. I mean, this is a great spot. I didn't even realize that this is just... temporary.
It is. We're going to open our main sports book in the spring, hopefully late April or early May. A lot of work has gone into this, the setup to prepare for this. We've been waiting a long time for it, and we're really pumped.
Matthew,
it's the dawn of a new day.
Isn't it awesome? Like I want to sit here and just watch games.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I want to do. And you have a great beer list, so
yep.
I want to sit here with a great beer list and just watch games. You got the windows right next to you. You have the wall of televisions. It's really cool.
Thank you. We appreciate that. And we're very, very excited to host you guys here.
So, all right. So, right now, as far as the odds are concerned, how will you guys make the lines? Like, what's the line situation?
We have a technology partner, a platform partner out of Europe, which is where sports betting, you know, has really taken off over the last 20 years, particularly online sports betting. We partnered with them, and we'll be working with them. I have a team here in the casino upstairs that'll be running the business of our sports book.
So, will you guys be interested? Because local... Like, obviously, the Eagles are playing, right?
Yep.
So, with the Eagles playing, and their Bears are a six-point favorite?
6.5, as I saw on the board just a minute ago.
6.5?
Yeah, it was down to 5.5. It's now up to 6.5.
How is it up to 6.5?
Money's moving around.
Money shapes the
line. I don't like that, Jason.
Right. Yeah. Hey, take the hook. You take the hook.
6.5? Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, you take it.
But, Matthew, so it'll be interesting because obviously everybody here wants to bet the Eagles.
Right.
Will you adjust lines?
Yeah, we're going to have to. I mean, yeah. I think we're all the... I mean, obviously, Philly's a crazy sports town. I just moved here in August. I already know that. I grew up a few hours down the road in D.C. and always knew about Philadelphia and the Philadelphia sports fans. So
we invaded you
when
guys
the action
a few times.
It just happened last Sunday, actually. Unfortunately.
It was crazy, too, because it was all
It was an Eagles stadium. It was pretty sad.
Yeah, that's a Redskins fan. You got to be...
Yeah, it was rough.
You got to be sad.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you get with Dan Snyder.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah. he's like not Mr. Popularity down there.
Not at all.
Well, I want to thank you right now, Matthew, for
We're happy
Bryce
to have
Harper.
You guys. Is that a done deal?
Not yet, but it looks pretty good from the
What about
Philly
Machado?
Standpoint. I don't think Machado comes here. I think it's either Yankees or White Sox.
I don't know if you want Machado. As an Orioles fan, I can say that.
Oh, so you're an O's fan.
Yeah.
Well, that's man. Yeah. What about, do you like the Ravens or the Skins?
Skins.
Skins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You may want to switch to the Ravens, by the way.
So this is really cool. What you're going to love is like just, and you've got a taste of it, and you know it, being a neighbor.
Yeah.
But how passionate.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, in fact, you guys have you have the turf clubs, so that's going to be another big deal.
It is. It's going to give us, we think it's going to give us a very distinct advantage having multiple locations in town. South Philly is going to come online from a retail perspective. The sportsbook there is going to be about a week later than here. So we'll open, we'll do two test days here, Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, which is open to the public. And then we'll have the grand opening on Thursday. And then South Philly will be up and running probably the following Thursday.
Wow. Yeah. That's going to be wild.
Yeah.
It's That's be really great. And South Philly, you tap it right near the stadium.
Oh, yeah. Right next door.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great... That's a great location for this sort of thing.
It is.
Will you redo some of the stuff down there, too?
We have. We've already put about $1 million worth of improvements into the facility, brand new TVs all throughout.
Very cool.
If you go in there now, it looks vastly different than it did a couple months ago.
Very cool. Matthew, listen, man, we wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you.
This is a great deal, man. So you got to be our lines guy, all right? So
yeah, happy to talk to you guys anytime.
6.5?
Yes, that's what it is right now.
Oh, that's crazy.
Wow, we'll be monitoring it. Yep. See if it changes. See if where the sharps come in.
Yep. We will as well.
Matthew,
we appreciate it.
Listen, welcome to Philadelphia,
Thanks.
Too, man.
I appreciate You're that. Thanks, guys.
And we'll be Matthew back here Cullen. Next Friday, too.
Thank you.
He's Senior Vice President of Interacting Gaming and Sports right here at Parks Casino. We'll come back in just a moment. And, look, we only got 40 minutes left in the show. So, I need energy. I need chance. I need predictions. Let's go, man.
Oh, we got a classroom on the line, too.
That's what I wanted.
When we come back, we'll check in with one of your classrooms. 610-632-0975. I got to tell you about one of my favorite places, and that would be FanDuel. Oh, epic matchup coming between Alabama and Clemson, and there's more at stake than ever. FanDuel Sportsbook is offering you a can't-miss deal exclusively for my listeners who haven't tried FanDuel Sportsbook yet. How about 100-1 odds on the national championship game? That's right. New users get 100-1 odds on the first $500 of your bet on either team to win outright when you bet on FanDuel Sportsbook. Now, you can't miss this because FanDuel, just go to FanDuel.com/college to find out how you can get a 100-1 odds on your national championship money line. And I can't wait to see how this game's going to unfold. It's going to be a close game. A lot of intrigue here at Clemson and Alabama. And don't forget, you can get 100-1 odds on either team to win when you place a $500 moneyline bet on FanDuel Sportsbook. Just go to FanDuel.com/college to get your exclusive national championship odds. That's FanDuel.com/college. Max bonus $500. Must have not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Bonus issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/college for all the terms and conditions.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
O'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
We got another pair of Temple tickets to give away for Wednesday night when Temple battles Houston at. It's January 9th, 7 p.m., Lee Acorah Center. Purchase the all-you-can-eat package, including unlimited hot dogs, pretzels, and popcorn, plus a game ticket for only $22. Call 215-204-TIXX, T-I-X-X. But the fifth caller right now on the contest line will score a pair of tickets. This is Temple take on Houston. 215-263-0975. Fifth caller, 215-263-0975, scores the tickets. That simple. Let's get back to the phones, and let's go to the classroom, Anthony.
Now, I love this.
Is this your elf on the shelf in the classroom, Luigi?
Yes, Luigi.
Luigi, what's happening?
Hey, nothing. How you guys doing?
Luigi, we're excited. This is, once again, we embark on a journey.
And absolutely. So, a couple of days ago, we asked you to if you could think of some ideas for the classroom. I have a couple of students here who have their own ideas, but did you think of any way to... integrate.
Well, this is the idea of the journey and what the journey is all about, and the lesson is living the journey, right? Is what happens moment. Before the game, what happens after? It's your whole life, whatever it is, your job, what a vacation, traveling. It's all about this journey.
Okay, good. So they're listening. I have one student here who wants to give you his ideas, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
And I have, like last year, we have two students who are going to give you a prediction. So what do you think?
Sounds great.
All right?
Yep.
All right. This is Jude. Go ahead, Jude.
Hi. So in class, we're working on, we need the whole NFL bracket, like the playoffs. And each week we're going to see how the games go, but then we're also going to see that we're competing with different topics, such as like nicknames for the city, whichever one is better, or like, the game time temperature, whichever one is lower, will move on. And we're seeing, other than the actual NFL playoffs, we're seeing who would win the Super Bowl for these topics.
Oh, I love it. That's very cool.
Yeah, and we also asked them to come up with something they like that has nothing to do with sports and research the city and see which city would win based on the topic they pick.
So what do we have?
Here goes our two predictions.
All right.
My name's Tim. I'm glad to be representing my school with my prediction today. And our defense has to step up on Sunday. Now, I was there last Sunday in Washington. Our defense stepped up. You know, we have a pick on the first play of the game. And our defense, you know, it needs to happen again. And I believe that Brandon Graham will have 3 sacks on Mitch Trubisky on Sunday.
Wow.
And we're going to win this game 27-10. We're going to go up to Chicago, and we're going to beat them.
Okay.
I love it.
Brandon Graham, the hat trick of sacks. I love it.
And one more prediction here.
Hi, my name's Lily. I think the score is going to be 24-13, and we're going to win.
Way to go, Lily.
Good job,
Lily. I like that, Lily, 24-13. That's good. That's a great name. That's a great score.
And your partner there last time asked us about the Windy City, so that got everybody wondering about a lot of different nicknames. So thank you for putting that in.
Wow, yeah, my pleasure, Luigi. Well, can we get an Eagle chant from you, Luigi?
Actually, class ended while we were on hold, so these 3 kids stayed during their lunch period. So we
only cool.
have 3 of them, so we'll probably sound a little weak doing an Eagle chant. But when we win, if it's all right with you, we're already doing our research on New Orleans, and maybe we can call back next week.
No question. Thanks, Luigi.
Bye, thank you.
There he is.
Good job, kids. That's great
stuff. How about
this?
Look at the name above Luigi. Our next caller.
It's Mario.
Hey, you got Mario and Luigi. It's from the game. That was Mario and Luigi in the game. So let's go to Mario right now in Northeast. What's up, Mar? Oh, let me click it here. Mario, you there, buddy?
Can you hear me?
I got you, bud.
Hey, guys, I'm not lying. I was definitely going to hang up when I heard Luigi was before me. I knew it was coming. All right, guys, love the show. You guys are great together.
Thanks, buddy. What do you
think? All right, I'm not sure it's 2 different sports, but I wanted to see if you guys agree with me. I think the Bears definitely messed up letting the Eagles in at the last day of the season trying to beat the Vikings, because I kind of compare it to 2011. If you remember, the Phillies had that 4-game series at the end of the year with the Braves, and all they had to do was lose 1 game against the Braves, which they owned the Braves. They had to lose 1 game against the Braves, and the Braves would make it to the playoffs, but instead they swept the Braves to get that regular season record. I think it was like 108 wins.
Yes,
And they let the Cardinals in. And the Cardinals ended up winning the World Series, beating us.
Yeah, we talked about it. Yeah, buddy.
And yeah, I definitely feel like the Bears really messed up letting Eagles win. And I agree with you. And if the Eagles win this game, I think it's going to be a great year.
Oh man, Luigi, Mario, this is I'm sorry, Mario. This is such an exciting. Where are you going to watch the game at?
We're actually going to go to my brother's house. He's like superstitious, so he wore his Zach Ertz jersey pretty much the whole time during the run last year and hasn't worn it regular season. So I'm guessing he wants everybody over there. So it's just going to be a home game.
I like it. I like it, brother. I like it. Give me a score.
I think 27-10. I also agree with the last caller. I think it's going to be something around there.
Okay, 27.
Like it.
Well, thanks, Mario. That's a comfortable win. 27. That's a rocking chair ride in the fourth quarter, probably.
Maybe, you know, you're feeling close game, 17-10. Mm-hmm. The Eagles tack on a field goal, and then a pick six to seal it.
Like they're on desperation, like 2.5 left.
Yeah.
Two timeouts in the bank and a 2-minute warning looming. And then you're thinking maybe that's your Rasul Douglas pick six.
I see.
Okay, I like that. I can buy into that. You're starting to dial into your... I got my score. I know where I'm at.
You do?
Yeah. I know where I'm going. I've been trying to crack the code all week, and there's going to be a slight homer slant to it, of course.
Oh, you got it.
Because I want to be optimistic. I don't want to go in here like a miserable into the game on Sunday. I want to be feeling good. And have an optimistic take on it. I'm locked into my score. I feel good about it.
So 23. I'm seeing a 2-3. Now I don't know if that's just because Michael Jordan, but I'm seeing a 23 as the top score.
Okay, so you're going like 23 Eagles 23. What are you going to go?
I see the top score being 23, and I see the bottom score being 20.
Okay, so you got the Eagles 23-20.
That's just top score, bottom score. I didn't say who was who.
Well, you got to root for the Eagles.
Right.
You're not coming in like a...
No.
My score, 19-17.
Yeah, I could see it 19 because you could see the field goals and two-point conversion. Who knows?
Yeah.
But you got to throw out the football numbers now with Doug.
Yep, exactly. And I could see a missed extra point. Because we've seen far too much of that.
Yeah.
Out of Jake Elliott. So I got 19-17. And that's a stone under. Because the over-under is 41.
Oh, I got it over. 23-20.
Yeah. Look at that. Jack in South Philly's on the Fanatic. What's up, Jackie?
Not much, guys. What are you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Jack.
First time I talked to these guys, you were having the fish over there at Ralph's. I ended the conversation with a two-word question, Jason, if you remember. Why not? Why not the Eagles? And you were giving me about 3 or 4 reasons why they couldn't be this, that, the other thing. We're here. It's going to be the best ride that we've had since last year. Put your big boy pants on, strap them up, and get ready, baby.
Well, I hope so.
Why not?
Why not? Give me one good reason why not, and then I'll maybe say, all right, maybe. But there's no good reason why you can't tell me why this team can't win again this year. None.
No, you're right. Listen, I think it comes down to, and that's going to sound stupid, but like, obviously you have to win to extend it. But if Nick Foles goes and plays well against the Bears, who's beating them?
No turnovers. Defense scores 2 touchdowns. Not 1, 2. We buried them this weekend. 19-10 final.
19. Oh, you and I are on that 19.
All
right.
Like it.
All right. Safety. Safety. That's what I'm talking about.
A safety.
Wow. Oh, you want a safety. Wow, man. I didn't even consider a safety.
I like the safety.
Wow. We don't see the safety as often as we used to.
I love the safety.
Yeah? I hate the holding for the safety. I like a legit safety, a stuff the running back or a sack for the safety.
Safety's like for a defense. It's almost better than a touchdown.
Yeah, because you get the 2 points and the ball.
Well, but you also have, like, it's that line. Like, it's so unnatural that you stop the other team in the end zone. It's an unnatural act.
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, it's somehow even more of a motivational thing.
Yeah, it's right? like a momentum builder.
Yeah,
I totally agree with that. Let's squeeze in Felix here real quick. What's up, Felix?
What's going on, family?
Felix!
What's going on? Last time I talked to you, I let you guys know I was about to have a kid. 8 pounds, 3 ounces, the newest Eagle fan, Victor M. Morales, is here.
Nice, man. It's a hardy child. Way to go.
Yeah, he's a big boy. Just, you know, I can't wait for Chicago. We're gonna smash Chicago. We're gonna win 24-17. But I'm looking forward to going to New Orleans and then invading LA. How great would that be? Because it'll be like having a home game in LA.
Damn right.
The only thing better than that would be to play Dallas and go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, I agree.
I can't wait. I have a weird feeling that Dallas Goedert is going to kill this game.
Do you? Wow. So he's your guy. I like that, Felix.
You should go get a Goddard jersey, Felix.
I like a little Dallas Goedert prediction.
Yeah, I think he's going to have a huge game.
All right, Felix, here's what I need you to do then. I need you to go out for you and the 8-pounder that you just had, your boy.
May your first child be a hearty, masculine child.
you got to go out and get a Goddard onesie and a Goddard jersey for yourself so you and your boy can watch your first playoff game together.
Will do. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles, go Birds!
There you go.
Go get them!
good job, Felix. 610-632-0975. That is the number to get in. We got one segment to play before we get to Mikey Miss at the top of the hour. He's got you on a Football Friday.
He's on the line, too.
Oh, yeah.
He's on the Fighting Barrow.
Yes, he is. We'll hear from him coming up. Stay tuned. Back after this.
All right. Let me tell you, it's a great time of the year, right? The wild card weekend's going on. We got football. You got hoops, the whole thing. Well, you got to check out the DraftKings Sportsbook. That's right. You can place a bet on the great college and the NFL games going on, including the National Champions game Monday night, the wild card weekend with all the games. The Eagles, as you heard now, up to 6.5. Getting up to 6.5. The Eagles win the game. DraftKings has a wide variety of bets from totals and point spreads all the way to player props and live bets with over $7.5 million placed. Right now, to date, there's a reason why people just love the DraftKings Sportsbook app. It's easy to use. Plus, guess what? You can place a bet from wherever, whenever. DraftKings based right here in the United States. So since it's not offshore, you know your funds are safe and secure. And a DraftKings Sportsbook, the number one mobile sportsbook, is in New Jersey, man. It's number one, the best one in New Jersey. So, by the way, as a special New Year's bonus, new users will get their first bet matched, not up to 200, but up to $500. That's right. For a limited time, DraftKings will instantly match your first bet up to $500 when you use code FANATIC at sign up on DraftKings.com or on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. That's code FANATIC when you sign up at DraftKings. Will instantly match your first bet up to $500. No gimmicks, no playthrough requirements. Happy New Year from DraftKings. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions apply.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm sick of all this bear down crap. Bear down this, bear down that. How about some eagle up? Birds up, baby! Eagle up!
Mikey Miss coming up at the top of the hour. Football Friday. Playoff edition. Eagles.
It's Deanna's from Mount Holly.
Oh, okay.
Deanna loves the Eagles this week.
Yeah?
She's representing.
Got the sweatshirt on, the hoodie.
And she says she's doing a chant.
Yeah.
She likes him big this week.
Nice. She got to cash in on a little slots action while she's here, right? We had a little food here at Parks at the new sports book, Anthony, when the new sports book will be in the spring. But this is a great spot. And it'll be open on Thursday at 1 p.m. We got to thank Parks for having us out here today.
Why do you? Fun. Why do I laugh every time when you call me Anthony?
What am I supposed to call you?
No, because you'll say Ann or whatever, cause or whatever. But when you say Anthony, it reminds me of you doing the Sopranos thing.
With Ralphie Cifaro. Anthony! When they're betting on Pio Mai.
Well, you made me laugh because that's...
that goes right into your head.
Yeah.
No. But no, it's a great spot here, and it's going
to
be great.
I feel good about it, man. I'm starting to feel real good.
Yes, you got 23-20.
Yeah.
I got 19-17. And we're both hoping that we're right, and the Eagles...
I mean, obviously, we're not going to pick the Bears, so... You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's a playoff game, and everybody's excited. I could see them. I just think they're, I don't know how they're a 6.5-point underdog now.
Yeah. Now, will you be on lockdown mode come the first game tomorrow? Do you go to lockdown mode for the first game of the weekend, that Indy Houston game tomorrow at 4:30?
Yeah, although we're doing a show on Sportsnet.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's previewing the Eagles game.
Oh, cool.
So we're going to do that.
So but when can I check that out?
That's tomorrow, 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock? And you're doing that live?
Yeah, 5 to 5:30, and then it'll be all around. Like, yeah. You know, replay a bunch of times.
So who's on the show? You and Mikey Miss?
No, not Mikey. I think, I'm not sure who's on the show.
All right, you just know that you'll be there.
I think Farzi's on the show.
Okay.
I'm not sure, though, what the rest of the show is. But
okay, I'll check that out at 5.
Looking forward to it, and then... Yeah, I'll be in lockdown mode, like watching all these games.
All right. Then Saturday night, that's a good game. You got Seattle in Dallas to take on the Cowboys. Chargers, Baltimore is the warm up back for the Eagles on Sunday. And then 4:40, Ant. Boy, Eagles, Bears. And the line here I see, is 6.5 now. Went down to 5.
What do you make of that? I'm really
makes me
surprised.
Nervous. Yeah. I'm going to try not to make anything of it because I don't like it. You want to go to the Fighting Barrel?
From the Fighting Barrel of Bristol. That's right. He was a staple last year. Every week he called it, and he's been calling it this year as well. Coach A!
Eagles Super Bowl champions! Are you ready, guys?
Coach A!
Jason, the Ant, are you ready, man? I'll tell you, I'm so pumped, man. Are you ready? I mean, right now, you know, we're just going to plow through the Bears. No problem. This is going to be a no-problem deal, this game.
Wow.
It ain't going to be a cakewalk. It's going to be a tough game. I see it like 37-23, okay? And we're going to show the Bears what
it's like to play. Did you say 37, Coach Al?
Yes, I did.
They're going to put 37 on the Bears, Coach Al.
Vegas is lost. We're under the radar. Don't worry about that. The Bears are going to see what it's like to play. Eagles World Champions!
Oh. Well, I think
37?
We know where he's coming in. That's big. Coach Al goes big. You know that.
Wow.
You know, you don't survive the mean streets of Bristol without going big.
37.
Yeah. You see that? That's a big number. Now, remember last year, the Eagles put out some 31 offensive points on Minnesota. So Foles has been down this road before. He's not intimidated. He's going to come in there swinging.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Swing low, sweet chariot. Stay tuned. Mikey Miss is coming up next. He's got you 2-6. And, of course, our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. Everybody, have a great weekend. Enjoy the weekend, and whatever you're going to do for the games, and have a great weekend. Enjoy it. Root on the Birds to a big win this weekend.
And my brother.
Yeah, man. We'll enjoy Monday when we come in, and we'll be celebrating an Eagles win and moving on to New Orleans to take on the Saints. So have a great weekend, everybody. Andrew, great weekend, everybody. Great weekend here at the Parks. Thanks for having us, and we'll talk to you Monday, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.